Hi, my friends. Marshall here. Welcome to this episode of Healing Your Codependency. If you're new to me, I help codependents get aligned with their real worth, their purpose, and their satisfaction in their life so that they can enjoy their life. Hi, my friends. I'm Marshall Bircher, and welcome to this episode of Healing Your Codependency. If you're new to me, I help codependents get aligned with their real worth, their satisfaction, and their purpose so that they can create a life that they enjoy. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to give you a heads up that enrollment for the Foundation course is open right now. It closes April 19th. Class starts 6 p.m. on Sunday at April 21st. This is the course that helps you restore your emotional safety, your sense of self-worth, and your belonging so that you can become more aligned with the satisfaction, the relationships, and the joy that you seek in your world. The information is below in the description or at my website at healyourcodependency.com. Come and join us. Now, let's jump into today's episode. So in today's episode, I want to jump into a concept that's changing the way I do my work here in codependency. It is a foundational part of the work now, and it's what I'll be teaching going forward as we move into transitioning our lives from codependency into creativity, into building lives that we enjoy having in our world. In other words, let's move from codependency into a sense of satisfaction that we want for us. And so this starts with a simple equation. That equation is identity plus vision plus action equals results. So that's IVAR. Identity plus vision plus action equals results. Codependency is dependent on this equation as well as our own satisfaction or any other goal we have for ourselves. Because when we retain an identity, we become an identity, then we go out and we have a vision that comes with that identity. And we express that vision through our actions, through our choices and our actions, and that creates results in our world. So that's that IVAR model: identity, vision, action, result. In codependency, our identity is rooted in what I call a somatic identity or root somatic identity. These are real technical terms for my work, but basically what a root somatic identity is it's something that we feel, is something that we experience in our reality as the truth about ourselves. And in codependency, that root identity is shame. Why do I say it's shame? Well, over the last 15 years of doing this work, both with myself and with thousands of other codependents, it always comes up consistently that I don't feel worthy. I feel inadequate. I feel wrong. I feel broken. I feel bad about who I am. These are all expressions of that root shame identity coming out. And they inspire our codependent behaviors. No wonder we're people pleasers. We're trying to avoid the shame of being inadequate, unloved, or unlovable, or unwanted. No wonder we're grasping onto perfection. We're seeking some sort of perfect outcome because we feel shame about inadequacy. We feel shame about flaws. We feel shame about not being enough for a person. No wonder we tolerate unhealthy patterns of behavior. I call that toxic accommodation or being nice. Underneath this is this shame of like, I don't have a right to stand up for myself. I'm not worthy of advocating for myself. I'm not worthy of upsetting someone else for my behalf, for my well-being, right? Shame. Boom, boom, boom. Now, shame identity is not something we were born with. It was something that was created within us when we went through a cycle of being abused and harmed and neglected. And then we internalized that as, oh, this is happening to me because there's something wrong with me. There's something bad about me. There's something unlovable about me. And that's why they behave this way. Part of the complexity with this identity is it involves the fawn reflex. So what is the fawn reflex? The fawn reflex is our body's automatic choice to please and appease another in order to lower the threat of danger with that person. In other words, the body thinks, hey, if I'm appealing to them, if I'm invisible, if I'm small, if I'm out of the way, if I make them like me, if I be like what I think they want me to be, they won't harm me. They won't come at me again. They won't do the dangerous, scary thing towards me. Instead, I might feel safe. I might have a sense of connection, a sense of belonging, a sense of worth, because this person might like what I do. The fawn reflex is invoked when the body cannot escape and cannot defend itself effectively. And then what happens in that fawning reflex is we take in the feedback from the other person and internalize it as a truth about ourselves. And then we're like, yeah, there's something wrong with me. No wonder they don't like me. No wonder they yell at me. No wonder I'm not being loved. I've done something, or I'm being something they don't want. And that comes from this creates this illusion of inadequacy that we then have a shame response to. And that gets locked into our bodies as a root identity, meaning I am bad. We don't necessarily think it all the time, but we feel it all the time. We live from it all the time. We frame the world through this lens constantly. This is why we pursue things like being an overachiever or avoiding the scary risk that would bring us what we want in our life. This is why we work hard to avoid disappointing people and getting rejected, and we want to be approved of, because this internalized somatic identity of shame is running the show. All right, so what do we do about this root shame identity? One, we need to understand that we don't have to undo this identity at all. A lot of times, a lot of the work out there is now we go towards the thing, the bad thing, the thing we think is wrong or bad. In my work, we don't do that. Instead, we turn towards it, we embrace it. And the reason why is because this actually positions us in a different identity, a different relationship to ourselves that is founded on a principle I call indomitable worth. So indomitable worth is the idea that you have immutable, unconditional worth, or worth that is free of all conditions. It's independent of all conditions. When we come from this state of indomitable innate worth, we respond to things that are counter to it with curiosity, with observation, with a simple, warm witness and presence towards it. We do that because the indomitable worth identity is whole. It's innately complete. It has no need for anything to be added to it for it to be complete or worthy or whole. Instead, it views things as an experience, like, oh, there's a part of me that really identifies with being shameful and unlovable. Interesting. I'm going to observe that for a while. I'm going to be present with it for a while. I'm going to care about it. That's our first step, as we start moving towards it from a different identity. The second thing we do is we start understanding this identity of indomitable worth. An indomitable worth identity is centered, it's peaceful, it's calm, it's curious, and it's attuned to itself and its environment. It's not reacting to things outside of it, it's choosing how to respond to them instead. When we take this kind of identity on, we start to shed all the pain, all the assumptions, all the conclusions, all the have-tos and musts and can'ts and won'ts that we carry in our system. And we start to discover what we are not. It's one of the paradoxes in identity work is that we shed identities so we can find out more of ourselves. Because there's nothing to add to us in my work. There's things to just discover, and sometimes there's things to let go of. And that's often identities that no longer work for us. So when we are doing the work of being rooted in our indomitable worth and the identity that emerges from that, we start to discover who we aren't, and in that contrast, we start to understand who we are. So we're not choosing something to be at this point. Instead, we're discovering that we are already this thing. This is where a new vision comes into view. So I come back to that model: identity, vision, action, result. this point, a new vision starts to emerge. And this gives us data. This gives us information. It gives us structure in how we interact with the world, ourselves, and others. And that leads to a new set of actions, a new set of choices, which create results that are different than what we are getting now. And this is why I'm approaching codependency this way now. It's because I've seen this accelerate people's healing and exit from codependency and the entrance into their own advocacy and their own satisfaction. And that starts again with understanding what the shame identity is and starting to unidentify with it or disidentify with it. That's what we start in the foundation course, and then we go very, very deep in the transformation system. So my friends, this is what I'm going to be talking about going forward. This is the technology we're going to be using so that you can enjoy your life, have things that matter to you happen in your world. That could be a loving relationship. That could be fulfilling friendships. That could be having a successful career or business. That could be simply enjoying your daily experience without the burden of shame, the burden of perfectionism, the burden of guilt on you. Instead, it's more like, I am not these things. I am peace. I can enjoy that rest. I can enjoy that play. I can have the energy back that I put into those things. I can feel rested, restored, energized, curious about my world. So that is our work going forward from here. So watch out for the next series of episodes. We're going to go into this. We're going to help build out this concept so that you can apply it in your healing work. And if you want to go deep on this, join me in the foundation course and in transformation. So you can get information in the links below in the description or at my website at healyourcodependency.com. Thank you, my friends, for being a part of this episode. Go gently with yourselves. Let me know what you thought. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and I will see you in our next episode. Bye-bye. So thank you for watching this episode. Now, if you're looking for more tools, guidance, support in your healing and in your freedom, you can join my work by going to join.freethesolve.com. You'll get access to tools, trainings, and opportunities to work with me that take you deeper in your healing, your freedom, and your satisfaction in your life. So click below and join today, and I'll see you there. Bye-bye.